Dust at the pump. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The national average price for gas hitting a record high of $5 a gallon, with inflation reaching its highest level since 1981. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more from the White House.
Many economists think this crisis will only get worse. Compared to last year, groceries are up 12%, the highest spike since 1979. That restaurant bar tab is up 9%. Fuel oil, which we use to heat our homes and businesses, of course, that's doubled, the largest spike ever. Inflation now the biggest issue on the minds of voters heading into the midterm elections, according to polls.
President Biden's poll numbers taking a hit. In the wake of the mass shootings at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school and a Buffalo, New York supermarket, the Senate announcing a bipartisan framework for new gun control legislation Sunday.
The statement from the group reads, quote, "Our plan increases needed mental health resources, improves school safety and support for students, and helps ensure dangerous criminals and those who are adjudicated as mentally ill can't purchase weapons." Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wrote this, quote, "Once the text of this agreement is finalized, I will put this bill on the floor as soon as possible so that the Senate can act quickly to advance gun safety legislation."
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Democratic Congresswoman Elaine Luria, Virginia, on NBC's Meet the Press, saying that she and her fellow January 6th committee members bring unique viewpoints.
People have different perspectives, and, you know, the fact that it's bipartisan, it kind of ping-pongs back and forth. You know, different members, you know, will come in and say, well, what about this? And then other people say, well, I'm not sure that's the direction we should go. So it's so collaborative.
Republicans say the January 6th hearings are meant to take attention away from the inflation crisis. Federal health officials say that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine appears safe and effective for kids under five. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A federal judge on Friday throwing out a Biden administration immigration policy. Fox's Bill Malugin has more from Hidalgo, Texas.
This is a pretty big blow to the Biden administration. This policy was one of their major key immigration policies. Last year, DHS Secretary Mayorkas issued a new policy which really limited who ICE can and cannot arrest or deport, limiting it to national security threats, public safety threats, and recent border crossers. The states of Texas and Louisiana sued DHS over that policy, saying that ICE was being stopped from doing its job. And on Friday, a federal judge, Drew Tipton, agreed with those states, threw out this policy, though the ruling does not take effect for another week.
A sad ending following an Amber Alert in Georgia.
Officers say the child, a one-year-old girl, was shot by her father, Darian Bennett, who then killed himself. Hours earlier, before abducting the girl, Bennett shot and killed the child's mother and wounded her grandmother. Sergeant Jack Ridlinger of the Newton County Sheriff's Office says police aren't certain why it ended this way.
We just don't know what triggered this. We don't know if there's any mental issues. I'm not familiar with any arrest on him yet, so I'm not familiar with his background.
Ridlinger says Bennett called 911 Sunday to say he was near a church in the town of Riverdale and that he intended to kill his daughter. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
An elephant tramples a woman in India and then makes an appearance at her funeral.
A 70-year-old woman was fetching water from a well in the eastern Indian state of Odisha when an elephant charged and trampled her. She died from her injuries at the hospital. When it came time for her funeral, her family was performing her last rites before lighting a funeral pyre. The same elephant came back, grabbed the woman's corpse, tossed it in the air, and took off again. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.